Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Kevin, and welcome to another edition of Spiritual Insight. Having a little bit of a problem with the microphones here, but they seem to be working now. Darren, are you there?
I am. What's the login? Do you mind, or could you text it to me, possibly, or message it to me for the video page?
I was having a problem with that, too. Hang on.
Okay.
I'll text it to you.
Okay.
of her, Avalon, and you can find most of her music out on YouTube, and she has a website called DianeArkenstone.com. But meanwhile, let's bring Darren on, and we're going to be talking about the Lovers card.
Hello, Darren.
Hi.
Hi, how are
Darren?
You?
Darren. Good.
Good, very good. Yeah, the Lovers card. Just an amazing, amazing, wondrously powerful card that helps us get in touch with just one of the most powerful, important cathartic feelings in our panorama of human emotions. And one of the most wildly changing cards in both the major and minor arcana. It's just a fascinating subject, and I feel that it's just something I really like to spend a little time on and just kind of go over. So people tend to misconstrue or misconceive the whole idea of the Lover's card, and they kind of put it in into a real tight, narrow vision. So I thought I'd kind of just take a look at it today and kind of maybe clear up some misconceptions about the idea behind the Lover's card.
I say go with it.
Okay. So what we have is, you have two people. A lot of the, if we're going with the standardized idea behind the Rider-Waite concept, you have two different people, and both are, either scantily clad or naked, and then they're just really facing each other and facing the possibilities that we can connect with each other, where they're laid bare, they're laid open to each other's idiosyncrasies, their faults, their beauty, and they're ready to sit there and embrace what is coming up and coming forward. Then you have Archangel Raphael dropped down from on high, and he is about healing. So when we have Archangel Raphael adding his healing energy to the situation, it means that both people, even though they may be wildly different people with different motivations, different feelings, and different ambitions, they're there to heal each other and fill the empty places inside each other. Now, that is definitely one way, when you get this card, to see that there's two people that are learning how to really approach each other and find the loving energy integrated in both of themselves, and then see that communal energy just expand. Now, another way to look at the Lover's card is joy of life. Okay, what about life that we're not, what are we missing about life that we've lost the joy of just simply of our vocation, of our environment? I live in New Orleans, and there may be, some days where I'm like, oh, my gosh, all these tourists, or oh, my gosh, all these crazy people playing music. But you know what? I should really appreciate the fact that they're there. And there are many days that I do sit back and integrate with the people that come here from all over the world to visit, and with the people that go out and just play music for the sheer joy of it, or to make tips. But, a lot of it is just sheer joy of life. And that is what the Lover's card is about, is that it's appreciating and loving the fact of being alive and being a creature and a gift of the universe that has been created on this planet, and seeing a metaphysical affirmation or validation in the form of Archangel Raphael. Other decks may show, a golden eagle or something of that realm, that's saying, we validate you. You are in the circuit, the powerful circuit of love, and love is powerful. I'm somebody that does look at inversions. So Kevin and I have spoke about this before on this show, and, because people always ask me, well, when you get the Lover's card inverted, what are we looking at here? Like, what does it entail? And then I always go back to that whole concept of, that whole cliche that there's a thin line between love and hate, and there certainly is. But if you're hating somebody, there must be something about it that is attractive or that just infuriates you. And in a sense, there may be love there on some vestigial level. And sometimes people we love, we secretly despise them on some level. So it's that definite, like, give and take and tug of war between how we feel about that person. So when we have that, the lovers inverted, it may very well be that this is a slightly destructive relationship or difficult or troubled relationship, but there's the love, the giant, profound feeling that validates you and says, I am connected with higher energy because of this person, is still there. And the question is, can you flip that lover's card over again? Is it possible? Is that even a probable idea? And how difficult is the relationship? Sometimes I've seen the lover's card inverted and people, there's some physical altercations between people. And that's where I have to look at some of the other ramifications of, even though they do love each other, maybe it could be a chemical dependency. There could be, all sorts of other factors that are making the love or clouding the love and making that secondary to the fact that there's other problems happening. Have you run across that before, Kevin?
I have. And we're plagued when we're young with the chemical bond, burden, prison, if you will, and then we sort of like grow immune to it as we get older.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We get, and so as we get older, we begin to maybe mellow out and appreciate the nuances of other people more, or be a little bit more accepting. So, Kevin, could you go, can we take a slight break so I can go and get this, get logged into the studio page?
Sure.
Is that possible? Okay, great.
And then we got two callers in the queue, too, so.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I just got to get logged in here so I can see what's going on. So.
All right. We'll be right back, Foo.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. Darren?
Yeah, hi. I don't know. It's not working for me. I don't know what's going on here, so I'm just going to roll with it. You got it under control, right?
Sure.
So you just let me know what the callers are doing, and we'll roll with it that way. I had it written down in a notebook. I don't know what's going on, if I'm not putting caps or what's happening. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right. First caller, area code 646. Are you there? Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, guys. Darren, I talked to you about 5 weeks ago.
You talked to me 5 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And who is it?
Helena.
Nice to talk to you again. So how are you? What's happening?
I'm good. Just wondering if you'd take a look at this love relationship.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to just look at it from now, or do you want me to just tell you what I get now, or do you want to jump off a point of where we were talking 5 weeks ago?
I think now.
We can build on that.
Now, please.
Okay. All right. All right. Green, blue, or orange?
Orange.
Okay. All right. So we're looking into a relationship situation with you, and we're just going to just take a look and see what we get. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cycle into spirit one moment, so just hang on.
Okay.
Okay. Show me. Okay. All right. There's a loss of connectivity that... Oh, no. Yeah, that's not good. There's a loss of connectivity. At the moment, I'm feeling like there's two people that can communicate and envision each other, envision the other person, but the connectivity is the circuit between the two. I'm getting a loss of that. Okay, so with the energy field that I'm seeing, I see like you, I see the other person, I see you guys are standing there, and there's the male and female energy, but then it's like the pulse that connects the two. It's not quite there right now. I got the Six of Wands inverted. The Six of Wands is going to that next stage. Okay, it's like standing up on that plateau of comfortability with your professional plans, wands, or structures, plans, organizations, inspirations for the future, the fire element. So when you want that fire to happen, you want to move to the next stage with this. You want to have that victory of like, okay, now this is a thing. Now this is a thing. We have a thing happening. Okay, but unfortunately, I got the tower. Do you know anything about the tower?
A little bit, but you might as well explain it.
Okay, I will. I'd be happy to. The tower is like a castle, and you build the castle. Each brick is a daily situation, a day-to-day situation. And when you build this castle, you build it up to the sky, and then at the end of the day, you realize, oh my gosh, you're trapped in this tower, and you can't get out of the tower. And it's like more like a jail cell than a castle. You don't want to be in limbo with this person anymore, okay? I mean, you like the limbo, but you don't want to be in limbo, if you know what I mean. Okay, you don't want to do this dance where there's this uncertainty thing happening. You just don't want that anymore. I think that maybe it's time to lay it down with this person and have like more of a ultimatums are for children. So I would be more of a you want more real, just bare bones, just emotion from this person. Okay, no more running around in circles. No more. You know, just really evasive messages or emails. You need a more just hands-on, heartfelt touch with the situation. And you want that to expand. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing now is I think that there's been a little space, and with the tower, some lightning hits that tower that you built and knocks you out of it. You fall out of the tower, and when you fall, you hit the ground and it hurts like hell. But then you're out of that cage. And I think right now, I think you want to be out of the cage a little bit. The cage is like the day-to-day wondering about this. You know? You said you did some spiritual work before. Am I correct in saying that? I'm sorry?
Well, yeah, I mean, my whole life's been based around
that. So as a spiritual worker, you want to expand and really create something really beautiful for yourself in your future, which you don't have at time as far as innuendo, is for kind of like, you know, ambiguity. You just need this more reality, even if it's like a little bit existential, it can be reality-based. So I think that maybe you just tell him that you're an amazing person, that you, you know, really have a belief in the future for yourself, and you want to really kind of transcend a lot of the you know, ambiguity that you guys have experienced so far. Okay. Do you want me to pick a card or ask my spirit guide on what you should do following along?
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Okay. I got a really direct message that if you take the romantic thing out of the equation a little bit and relay a couple messages as a friend, you'll get more interaction from him, and then you can expand on that and see where the friendship goes again. I know it's backtracking, but it'll be better than you kind of trying to wrangle more energy than the situation is lending to itself.
Oh, I think that's great. Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you'll be able to relax, and he'll be able to relax, and you'll see more energy coming from him. And then you can make a decision where it's not you're not feeling like you're being left in the dust or anything, like, you know, you're not feeling like it's this very black and white. It's more just relaxed, you know, friends getting to know each other, and if it's not that wonderful twin, like, you know, I think before the last time I talked to you, the subject of twin flames came up or something, and the twin flame thing is something that, you know, you called today. It's the lover's card day, you know, so
yeah, exactly.
The twin flame, the word flame is in there. You get burned, you know, sometimes, you know, you get burned by that flame. It's not easy sometimes, you know, but it's, so if it is that kind of fire, it needs a little more time to burgeon itself. Right now it's a candle and not a bonfire. And yep. I think what we're dealing with is someone who is doesn't know what his soul wants yet. He knows what his heart wants, and he knows what his other areas want, but he doesn't know what his soul wants, and he has a bigger, expansive soul than most people. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
It's
that makes sense. And, yeah, it would lighten my load, too. What about even proposing doing some projects together? Work-wise, not without any underhanded stuff. There isn't any, because there's a lot of similarities in the work.
So, wait, can you repeat that? You want to do, you're proposing to do some projects together, is what you were saying.
Yeah, how would that go?
How would that go? Okay, one moment, please. Hold on. Right now I'm looking like, okay, good. You need to be the person that's the organizer person. You can't go to him and pull his energy. Okay, let's say the point of the project is something that he's being the organizer about, and you're somebody that wants to add on to it. I wouldn't try to be that person. You don't want to be the incumbent person. You need to show up as the Queen of Pentacles and be the person that's in charge of, like, the financial, if it's like an event or something, then be the person that's the organizer yourself, and then invite him. Now, does that mean he's definitely going to sign up? I would say you have an 80% chance. Okay, the 20% is he needs to decide himself that he wants to sign up, and he doesn't want to feel wrangled into it.
Yeah.
So letting him, again, have that autonomy, I think that he will gravitate towards you again. You know, I feel that there's a lot of good things about you organizing and doing things together, but you got to let it happen organically. Organically.
Okay.
And, yes, I think that things will come together for you. If it doesn't, if there's, like, three situations and the first one doesn't happen, do not be disheartened, because The energy is very, it's, right now I get a solid 50-50 on if he wants to work with you on anything, because he feels like you might take it out of context or make him feel uncomfortable. Now, we also really appreciate you as a friend, as a light soul, but also he still kind of wants to look into romance with you, but he's not sure how quickly and how far along he wants to push into it.
Okay, because that was my next question. Is he attracted to me?
Yeah, he just, let me say this. He's a very, very, very intuitive person,
yeah.
And he wants to make sure that you don't, he's sensing that you have a very intense energy sometimes, and he doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to be manipulated by your energy, and he doesn't think that you're going to do it on purpose, but you just might do it anyway, you know, and so he wants to know that your energy is going to be mild enough to appreciate his energy, and it's all very, you know what, with people like us in the spiritual industry, it's like, we do a very, it's like the dance of the seahorses or something. You got to, like, you know, you come in and you come back out and you come in and you come back out. And I think you two are doing that.
Yeah.
So just relax about it and try to keep it a little platonic right now. Do I think that there's possibilities, you know, in a little while? Let me see. I think, okay, this is one thing I want to tell you about this. This person is meant for you to grow with, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with the strength card. So, I mean, it's like, and everything that I get from my spirit guide about it, it's nothing like, you know, and Kevin will tell you, I will tell somebody to run, don't walk away from somebody else. I'm not shy.
Uh-huh.
I tell people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't care if, you know, the husband's in the next room or the wife's, like, buying some incense, like, across the room, I'll be like, get away. This is not this person. You don't need to get away. You're not wasting your time, but you do need to let this dance of the seahorses continue. You will grow in power, in foundation of self. You are very spiritually, you have a great spiritual connectivity. But there's something in you that wants, you know, you're searching for that twin flame and stuff like that. And the search needs to not be such a prime directive. It needs to be an add-on.
Well, I got to tell you, it wasn't that I was searching. He came on my radar, and then that's when the twin flame thing was like, ba-boom. I'm alone, and it's like, okay, I'm alone. But then when somebody comes that fills that bill and you feel it, then it's like, then I get rattled.
Well, don't let yourself get rattled. Ask what messages and why this is happening, and connect with higher energy, you know. Connect with, you know, I don't know what your spiritual focus is, but sit and ask. Meditate for a half an hour and ask about it and get those messages. The messages that you're getting from me are, this is a relationship that you're meant to grow from personally and grow in power and in foundation of, you know, security, emotional security, spiritual security, and possibly even financial security, because there are events and other things involved that may even help you expand your outside interests as well. So it's, you're meant to go through this, but I want you to own your own power and keep your options open a little bit. But you are meant to go through this.
I'm meant to go through it, and is it possible at the end of the day that it could turn out to be a permanent thing? Or is it too soon to even look there?
I if I get the message that the card of strength is the future of this relationship, it means that you're not meant to know that right at this moment.
Okay.
Kevin, what do you think? That's when I get the strength card, it means you're meant to go through this, and at the end of the day you'll probably end up knowing this person and still having a good interaction with them, whatever the case may be.
The fun is gone when you take the mystery out of it.
Yeah. And the thing is, no matter what I say, you're going to do it anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, so now I hope that if I told you I got, like, the devil inverted and a bunch of other crazy stuff, that you wouldn't do it, but people, you know, they don't care what, you know, they ask me and then I just, you know.
So. Well, I go with my heart, but the advice you've given me is quite good.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, right now, yeah, this is good.
Good. I think that it's not a bad situation. It's something that you can grow from.
Yeah.
And I see you as the Queen of Pentacles, which is all, that's good. That's good. But the way you have the in your mind, the construct you have of the two of you right now, you're going to have to set that on the shelf for a minute. That's the,
yeah.
That's the tower. That needs to go on the shelf. You have to adapt that construct because it's not the right construct.
Okay. And just what are some of the qualities of the Queen of Pentacles?
The qualities of the Queen of Pentacles, she sits on the throne of solidarity, of physical comfort. Pentacles are physical situations, physical comfort, finances, things that you have that make you comfortable physically. Okay. So when you have the Queen of Pentacles and you're showing up as the Queen of Pentacles, it says that you're bringing a realm of physical comfort to the situation. Now, that could be sexual.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It could be. You know, I asked what you know, if you work, that was the reason when I got that one was when I asked if you work together on these events or are you approaching about working together on these events.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got you as the Queen of Pentacles, which means that's great as long as, you know, I asked if he's the one, or no, you're the one. That means, see, you need to be the organizer. You need to be the money person behind it.
Yeah.
That's why I said that, because of the Queen of Pentacles. You need to be the person that's bringing the situation together, and then he can add on to it. Meaning that you're not going to show up at one of his events and follow him around and ask him questions the whole time while he's trying to organize the event.
No, and I know better because I do events.
Oh, right, but he doesn't want to even worry about that as a possibility. So
that's not even an option. Yeah,
right.
That I would do that because I have respect.
And just be relaxed when you ask him, too. When you ask them, don't be like, well, I need to know by Friday. No, don't just say, put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw two people initially. I just saw two people that are looking at each other on the opposite sides of a table, and their energy can connect, but right now it's not connecting very strongly. So that means it's not terrible. It's just not fantastic right at this moment.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in again. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And, you know, I won't be here next week, everyone. I will be. I have yet another wedding to go to. The following week I will be doing a show on touching death, connecting with the other side. So that may be interesting. So go ahead and call in if you want. Okay.
Thank you. All the best.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, and we got area code 484, who's been waiting about half an hour. I'm bringing them
on
now.
Oh, wow, okay. I just wanted to say that if anyone wants to get a hold of me for a private reading, my email is dbucare, and that's at gmail.com. dbucare@gmail.com.
Hello?
Hello,
boy,
hi.
You're on the line.
Hi, this is Tonetta giving you a call back, Darren.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm having a wonderful day. It's been a very relaxing, nice day. I've done a lot of prayers to St. Michael. Just, you know, walking the dog.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. That's great. Well, I'm calling up to certainly get a reading. And
any ideas about the Lover's card? Today. Any thoughts
on
it?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because every time I get a reading, the Lover's card comes up for me and me and Daniel, you know, because we are seeing each other and dating, and, you know, the Lover's card comes up all the time. But like I said, the main reason I'm also calling today is, Darren, is because I got a reading a few weeks back by another person, and I paid for a reading, and
okay.
that person was adamant about Daniel moving into my home
okay.
this month in June. So I really want to ask Spirit if
okay.
Daniel is going to be moving here, Darren. I mean, do you feel
okay.
he's going to be moving here
okay.
or
well,
what?
It helps me a little bit. It's funny. Some people do, you know, a reading show, and they occasionally do readings. I do a lot of readings all week. So I do remember certain things. Is this the person that in Ireland? Am I remembering this correctly? Or where are you guys in relation to each other?
No. We are both in Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, you're both in Philly. Okay. And
yes,
you live
yes,
maybe
and,
a couple neighborhoods
have,
over?
Yes. He lives in the west end of town. I live in the north end, and the person
okay.
that I paid for the reading a few weeks ago, I didn't tell
okay.
her anything. I just said, you know, do you feel Daniel will be moving here? She actually said Daniel is going to be moving to the north. She said, do you live in the north? I said, yes, I live in the north end of town.
Okay.
And I said, he lives in the West End. And she said, yes, by June the 16th, he will be moving there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
We can look at it right now, and we'll figure it
right,
out. I mean,
see,
I asked my spirit guy. Do you live in, like, Manayunk,
right.
or where do you live?
Yes, I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And see,
okay,
and,
cool.
And see, the lady that I went to, she was a medium, so she didn't use
oh.
cards or nothing. She was a medium.
Wow, okay. You do live in Manayunk?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's points for me, huh? That's pretty All right, cool. That's good. I feel good about that. I just felt like I didn't know why I had to, you know, not that I know a lot of neighborhoods in Philly either, but that's cool. All right. So how about that one? All right. And so how that? Okay. Let's see. Okay. Orange, green, or blue?
Let's go with the blue today. Let's go with the
blue.
Blue.
Okay. Now, how long ago did you get this reading from said person?
The medium?
Yeah, the medium.
I'm going to say 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Now,
and she said,
now I have a feeling that this person was actually pretty decent, you know? I get, you know, when people tell me about their readings all the time, they're like, I just had a reading from this person. I usually feel when if it wasn't any good, okay, you know, I'll know right away. I feel like the person you talked to probably was pretty good, okay. But there may have been a situation between now and your reading that could have been a weird variable. I don't think that there has been. But if there has, that could possibly factor into what I'm looking at here. Okay. So
okay.
I don't want you – what I guess I'm saying is do not disqualify what she said based on what I'm saying because, you know, at the time there may have been something – nothing weird has happened between the two of you since then, right?
No. And, I mean, he was just here over the weekend. He stayed
oh,
over
beautiful.
The weekend,
okay,
stayed
good.
Overnight.
Well,
I
should probably see the same thing then. So let's hope that's the case.
And
Hold
he
on.
And,
okay.
and he is the one initiating coming over here, so he's the one
oh.
that's chasing after me.
Okay. So let's look at this and see. You know, that's the very narrow vision, so I should be able to tell you yes or no on this one. Definitely very clear. Okay, one moment.
Will Daniel be moving in with you?
Show me. Just one moment, please.
Um,
right. I'm feeling like there's, I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting. There's something a little bit squeamish about him, but I'm feeling like my stomach's dropping a little bit. I think that he does want to move in. I think that he does, if you've broached the situation before, I feel like he kind of wants the comfort of having you around, okay? I don't know why. I think that maybe he needs people. He needs someone. And you're beginning to be that someone now, which is amazing.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
that's
are you
good.
Feeling like you're the someone? Because that's what I'm feeling.
Well, the thing is, he's a Cancer, and he doesn't open up real good. But with his actions lately, I've been seeing that he's kind of
screams
starting
Cancer.
To need me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He screams Cancer. Like, I got this, like, fearful, like, emo, emotional thing when I cycled into him, and it was, but it was like my stomach was dropping. So this is what where. Anticipating what someone's actions when they have these feelings is a little dicey, but he's beginning to need you. And if he needs you around. And he needs and have needing you means, you know, wanting to be around you. I think living with you would definitely solve that problem. But let me look at the cards too. Hold on.
Is Daniel going to move in?
Ten of Cups. Ten of Cups. That's looking pretty good.
I think the last time I consulted you, didn't that card come up before?
I won't. You could again. I don't want to say that I see a lot of people, but yeah, I see a lot of people. You would know better than me, I guess.
Is that card about reminiscing about childhood and memories and stuff like that?
It can be. It shows a family, and they're all looking up to this. Well, in this deck that you picked the Wizard's Tarot, so it has this constellation on the back of it. But it shows a family, you know, two children and a man and woman, and they're holding each other. I always look at it as each cup represents a different chakra, almost. Okay. Spirit and all the other nine chakras. So what we're seeing is all of your chakras lining up together to be almost this orgasmic, wonderful emotional epiphany of sorts. Okay, I think that.
So would that mean
gonna,
that he?
We're
is
asking
gonna,
if he's going to move in. I'm getting the Ten of Cups. It's the best emotional card you could possibly get emotionally and spiritually and soulfully. So I think that he needs you. And he needs to be with you. And I think that if you handle it appropriately, he will be there with you. Okay. Is he having any sort of, and I also got some stuff in his energy about some sort of difficulties, maybe organizationally with maybe finances and all kind of other little random stuff. I don't think he wants to share this with you. However.
Right. See, listen, he is very, 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 very quiet. And he lives with his stepdad, and my gut feeling is, now this is just my own gut feeling, my gut feeling is there's trouble at home, my gut feeling is that the stepdad might be on his case, like, you know, go find your own place to live, and there might be little bits of arguments going on with him and the stepdad.
My stomach's dropping. My stomach doesn't drop unless there's a real big problem. Like, I feel like I'm going down a hill on a roller coaster. If that's happening, there's an issue somewhere. I just wanted to make sure it's not an issue with you. And I know, looking a little bit deeper, it's obviously not an issue with you. What?
You don't think the issue's with me? Or
no,
where
I don't. No, I don't at all. I think that it's logistics at home. Logistics meaning whose space is what, whose stuff is where, also who's paying what money for what. That's all. I got a lot of that. Now, I got a lot of, when I just asked it initially and I saw from my spirit guide, what I saw was somebody that, due to situations that may be a little uncomfortable with their living situation, they may be more inclined to want to come be with you. However, the idea is not just to save them. It's because they're actually becoming emotionally dependent on interacting with you as well. So when I see this kind of unbelievably, almost, I use the word orgasmic because when something's like that good and it just feels perfect, that's it. So you might be forging a really amazing relationship here, quite possibly.
Wow.
This is
so
really,
you're basically what? Saying that this man is in love with me, even though he's not saying it right now.
He's falling in love with you. I would concur with that.
Right, but he hasn't said
concur,
that.
Let me tell you, I don't concur with other psychics very easily. I don't. I look at, you know, I'm even more particular because I'm like, I don't want to feel like I'm grabbing the thread of something somebody else said. It's just
right.
What I'm getting, and he needs a little help. But I'm gonna pick one more card. Moving into the future, what's coming up for them? He's gonna get his shit together more. I think that he wants to build himself up as the King of Pentacles, okay? He is the resentment for this, I guess you said, stepdad and all this stuff. I mean, he wants to be the King of Pentacles. He wants to be the King of Financial Security. He wants to have his own financial security. He wants to be the last word as a man in a situation and not the one that feels like the prince and not the king. So he wants to build himself back financially. And in a physical realm, too, if he moves in with you, would that mean that you're letting him have, like, equal say about what's happening there? If, you know, he'll pay half the stuff, but
will it be his home, too, or not? Well, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a tiny little story. When he comes over here to see me,
mm-hmm.
As soon as he comes in the door, he takes his shoes off at the door. That tells me right there that
respectful,
and also when a man takes his shoes off at the door, that kind of tells you that he kind of feels comfortable, that that's like his home, his space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, you know, he feels comfortable sleeping over, and he plugs his cell phone in on my nightstand, and he just makes himself right at home. So do you feel like if he moves in here with me that he's going
to
be the king?
I'm going to say this. If he moves in, you got to accept that he's going to want to have some sort of manly affirmation that that's his home and he has, like, a lot of say in what goes on there. He's just not like your
right, and that's what I want him to do. You know, I want him to kind of,
sure.
You know, be. And you know, it's funny that you brought that up because when he was just over here this weekend, I had gotten a new table and chairs, and I had gotten rid of the coffee table, and
mm-hmm.
he was like kind of having a fit. He was like, "Where's the coffee table? Why did you get rid of that?" I was like, "I didn't want it. It was in the way." Well, why did you get rid of it? I said, because it was in the way. I didn't want it anymore. Well, why did you get this new table? You didn't need this new table. Why did you do that? It's like he's kind of like questioning stuff when he doesn't even live here. So is that kind
I'm
of like
I'm not joking
him?
You. I'm saying that, you got to realize he's trying to set up his energy in a home where he feels comfortable. So if you're not going to let him do that, Then just look. You gotta be careful what you wish for. You've heard it before, right? You want him to move in. You're all excited. He's gonna move in and want to be like, look, I'm trying to be a man and have my own stuff. Is he like? Are you gonna ask him to pay for half the stuff, half the utilities and the rent and all that jazziness or not? Have you thought
I'm
about?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know how to go about and do any of this. I mean, I haven't.
I would say that, listen, you can't just think, I just want to get him in the door and cover him with hugs and grapefruit and, you know, like, because he wants a home, honey. He wants to be a home, to be there. So he doesn't want to feel like he's staying with you for a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, and that's what I said to him. I said, you know, I want to be able to make his favorite meal every night and make a home-cooked meal and nothing out of a box, you know?
Right.
I cook
yeah.
stuff like pork and sauerkraut and shepherd's
pie. Well, I see that sounds awesome to me. It looks to me like he's going to go well and he's going to feel at home and feel like the king of Pentacles. Okay.
Now,
do whatever
you,
you're
going to
do, because I don't see anything bad. I get the King of Pentacles right side up. So,
now, are they giving you a time frame, or is it going to be this month?
Hold on. Show me. Just a second. Yeah, I would say this month. I get the Ace of Swords. He's not comfortable right now. If there's a way to bring it up.
Darren, this is your last answer because we've got another caller in the queue.
Yeah. So I would bring it up. I think it's a very distinct possibility he'll be there by the end of the month. But you got to do it. Tread warily. You know, he's like a hurt kitten. You know, pet him nice. Okay, don't scare him away. Okay. All right.
I won't.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right, and we have area code 302 coming up. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Sharon, hi. You're on the phone, on the air with Darren Bucare, Kevin Baird. Any ideas about the lover's card that you have had experience with? Or?
Well, I just... Just came in a little bit ago, so I'm not really up to speed on the lover's card. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about it it would relate to me.
Okay, well, the lover's card is simply, it shows when we start to cycle into a place where we don't have control of our actions. We begin to, when we fall in love. You know, we either fall in love, sometimes we fall in love with being a goalie for a hockey team. Sometimes we fall in love with, you know, the fact that we love being a psychiatrist. Sometimes we fall in love with someone else and we start doing things that are a little out of character. So all of our friends are asking us, why are we doing this? Because we love that person. And because we see the representation and the beauty of higher or divine energy through their eyes. It says, There is a creator, there is a goddess, there is a god, there is some higher energy, because when I look at this person, I bounce my energy off them, and I realize that this is part of one of the best reasons why I'm alive as a human being. So that's what the lover's card is about.
Now, do you see that coming up for me?
I don't know. I'll check it out, and we'll see what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
My friend, you just want to ask me what I see, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sure.
If that's what you know.
Oh, I may have a specific concern.
And anything you want to add, that's good too.
Okay. All right. Blue, green, or orange, Sharon?
Green.
Green. Okay. One moment, please. All right. So, what is what do I see for Sharon at the moment? Just one second here. Okay. One moment. Okay. Okay, hold on. Show me. I'm just getting a lot of blah, like,
I see like a kind of a bowl of oatmeal. Like when you ever like made oatmeal and like you didn't wash it out and you left it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It gets all sticky. You know what I'm talking about? You need some inspiration right now. Okay, you need some, and I'm getting the Six of Swords. This is probably professionally when we get the Six of Swords. It shows a boat with a bunch of swords in the bottom of the boat, and you feel like you want to sail across the lake, but you can't get there because the boat is leaking, and you feel, so maybe we're in a little bit of a morass or a stuck period here where we want to grow professionally, but we also want to grow aesthetically, okay? I don't know why I'm getting this flat feeling from you. I think that you need some artistic inspiration. I think that you need some social inspiration, and then that will lead to, wonderfully, some professional inspiration. So I'm going to pick some more cards here. Hold on. What's coming up for sure? Okay. All right. You're going to meet. You are going to. There. Oh, good. Okay. I'm feeling good. You're going to meet somebody that doesn't have their shit together. I don't want me to say shit, sorry. Someone who doesn't have it. He's the King of Wands. Wands are structures, plans, and organizations for the future. So he wants to get his stuff figured out, okay? But he approaches you, and he's somebody that even though he has a mature attitude, he acts like he's got, you know, he knows what his life plans are, but they're a little bit scattered right now. They're going in like four different directions, and you don't know. It's kind of a turnoff immediately, but you still kind of, you're still okay with him. Okay, how do I know that? Because then you get the Judgment card. And the Judgment card is professional. It's what's going to happen is this. People are going to look at your performance and what you've done professionally, and they're going to say, oh my gosh, you deserve accolades. You deserve a higher situation. You deserve a little bit more money. This guy is going to rise to the occasion for you. Okay, this person, who's the King of Wands, initially, in the initial situation, they're showing up inverted, all right? However, if you give them a chance and hang in there for maybe 5 weeks or something like that and see what they have to bring to the table, you're going to find out that they really have a great heart, that they may seem a little scattered, but at the end of the day, they can rise to the occasion to be the kind of person that wants to be in your life. Because the last card I flipped over, and this is quite inadvertently, actually, there's two of them. There's the Sun. There's the Ten of Cups, and actually there's three, and then the Hangman actually came over. So these are, I just talked about the Ten of Cups. Were you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier?
Yes.
Okay. The Ten of Cups is orgasmic. It's amazing. It's about family. I don't know. What's your ideas on family right now? Or maternity?
Well, I have four children. I won't be having more.
Okay.
And
so
they're almost grown.
Well, right, but this is somebody that can maybe deal with your four children, but deal with the idea of family in your sense, and be okay with it, and be great with it, and handle it appropriately. The Ten of Cups relates to family. It relates to all your different emotions. See, when we bring someone into our life, they have to deal with our family. We know how close we are, or how we're not close with them. I mean, so the fact that all those emotions add up to the Sun and the Ten of Cups together—that's great. You're actually going to learn how to sacrifice more for somebody in a relationship too, because you know what? I think you have some issues with that too, and I think that maybe part of it might be that you're protecting your kids. I'm not sure, but you're going to learn how to give and really be there and be present. And want them, because the Judgment card means that Archangel Gabriel comes down and blows his horn in your face and says, hey, you've been putting out a lot of good karma. You deserve something really good. So here you go. Okay? And,
great.
It's just a gift.
And so it'll be a relationship with somebody in particular coming up soon.
I asked what's coming up for you. I asked my spirit guide, and I got a lot of flat, like, blah energy. Like, you don't have a lot of fun. Like, I'm not saying you don't have a lot of fun. It's just you're looking for something amazing to happen to kind of be a variable in your life and inspire you. That's what I got. And
yes.
What I got from the cards was a whole lot of you're going to meet somebody and it's not going to be the most, like, amazing. You're going to be a little judgmental at first, but it turns out that you're sent this person for a reason. Then you get some professional, there's a lot of good professional movement, and you get recognition professionally, And then you get the sun, which is beautiful, like overcoming obstacles and stepping into the warmth and abundance of reality of life and actually really appreciating the fact that, that things are good. Seeing the good side, seeing the glass is half full, like seeing all the beauty of life. And then the Ten of Cups is all your different, your chakras all linking together. And then we end up with the Hangman where, oh my gosh, you're actually now that you've been so orgasmically happy about the situation, now you can begin to sacrifice for that other person a little more too. Learn the beauty of giving to other people. Okay, or relearn it. I think you have learned it, but relearn it on some level. And maybe it is because you have four kids that you do so much for them that you don't have a lot of extra to give. So maybe you do need to relearn it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is really fun. If you're wondering why nothing's happened that's really inspired you in the last year and a half, because I'll be building towards this wonderful cycle of events.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's what sometimes I got to tell people, like, oh, there's all this just not fun. But, you know, it can't always be all fun. It can't always be great. So when you have something like this, I'm going to say own it and live it and enjoy it, you know, because sometimes we have that year or two that it's just like whatever.
Difficult.
You know, you could lose that out of your history, you know, you wouldn't cry about it.
Right. So
and
I
do you
really
feel like
appreciate
you put
it.
A lot of good karma out?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm seeing here. This looks like you put out a lot of good karma. You're reaping, you've sown a lot of good seeds, and now you're collecting the vegetables from the yard. So that's good.
So putting that good karma out, it does pay off.
It does pay off. So everyone, please hear this, good karma. We're here. We're looking at it right now. It looks pretty darn good to me.
I would do it anyway, but either way. But it's still good to see that it does come back in this lifetime, maybe.
Well, this is this lifetime. And I want to say just have a thick skin when this situation comes because first you're going to be a little turned off.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
So your normal things that turn you off, maybe just say, okay, I'm just going to ride this out a little bit, see what happens.
No, I was sort of kind of seeing somebody, starting to see someone. Is that this the guy?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, unless they're really screwed up organizationally.
No.
If you're going,
that's
not the person. I didn't feel like it's that person at all.
Okay.
This is new stuff. This sets up a new cycle of events. If you'd already been seeing this person, it wouldn't set up all this like really buoyant, abundant energy. It just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would have ran through a lot of whatever the situations were together already, most likely.
Okay. Well, it sounds really good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the reading. Thanks for calling in, Sharon. And, you know, don't be afraid to call back. Or if you ever want a private reading, or if anyone does, get a hold of me at dbucare, and that is at gmail.com. Thanks again, Sharon.
And Darren, we have our producer here, Daniel Michael.
Ah, very good.
Hello, everyone. And I wanted to call and do some plugs. It's good to see a bunch of people on the phone, so I won't be too long. I wanted to remind everyone that Main Street Universe is a network of 5 shows. This one is 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday evenings, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucaire. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans.
Woo!
At 9 p.m. Is it going to be 9 now, Kevin, the new show? 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Kevin Baird. Kevin's the creator of the Horizon Oracle Deck. And Kevin can be reached at www.templeofgaia.com. So that's 9 p.m. Eastern. All these shows are Eastern Time. And 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time is Inner Wisdom with your hostess, Mary Thielen. Mary has been on television for 14 years, hosting the show Telepathic TV with her other host, Mr. Neville Johnson. So that's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Inner Wisdom with Mary Thielen. And then, of course, Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m., Main Street. Mystery Universe, the show that started it all, the flagship show, with myself, hostess Janice, and host Brett Hillman has returned for a while to help us out with that, and it's good to have Brett back. 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Main Street Universe. And then, of course, Fridays at midnight, we have Jesse and Nicholas George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. So it's Friday, midnight. Jesse's the author of a few books, and she's just about wrapping up her next two here. And her book was Activating Compassion, and, of course, the companion workbook. So 12 o'clock midnight, she's had a lot of great guests, including Stephen Halperin, the great New Age magician, but musician. They're the same thing, in my opinion. I'm a magician, musician, myself. So that is the lineup for the five shows on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was our producer, Daniel Michael, and I sort of helped him get started. We got started back a year or so ago, back in October, starting Main Street Universe.
Absolutely. It was right around Halloween was our first episode.
Oh, that was a good jumping off point, too.
Yep. Cold. But we have another caller waiting out. We got 20 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to bring him on. Thank you, Daniel. Any last
words? Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Daniel. Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
All right.
Okay, we have area code 951. Are you there? Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Yes. Thank you. I'm doing good.
What's your name?
My name's Lori, and yeah.
Your name's Bree?
Lori.
Lori. Oh, okay. Sorry, I totally misheard you. All right, Lori. Well, thank you for calling in. You seem a little nervous. Just relax. Everything's fine. Okay? Calling tonight. It's the Lover's Card is our featured topic. Are you familiar with tarot at all or the Lover's Card at all?
I don't think I've had that in the reading. I'm a little familiar with the tarot card, but I probably never got that one in the reading. So
oh, you've never got that one? Maybe. Okay, well, maybe you're due for one. Maybe that's if you've never seen it before, then maybe you're due for one. Did you have a question or something that's going on with you that you wanted to ask about tonight?
Maybe you could take a look at my love life, maybe.
Okay, I sure can. Okay.
I don't have one now.
Green, blue, or orange?
A green or what color?
Green, blue, or orange. Just pick a color.
I guess green.
Green, okay. And by the way, for the audience, when I ask that, I'm asking basically which deck that we'll be working with. The green deck tonight, for those of us that are curious, is the Archeon Tarot deck. It's a wonderful, it's all sorts of wonderful ancient archetypes and mythological symbology incorporated into it. So wonderful, wonderful choice. Wonderful choice, Lori. All right, so we're looking into what's going on with Lori right now. Hold on.
Kind of just at peace.
I'm not really seeing anybody.
I'm kind of at peace. I ain't really seeing anybody. And
okay, well, you know, don't tell me anything. It's okay. I'm just kind of checking it out right now. What's going on with love? I'm asking my spirit guide, right?
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm just gonna. Okay. Oh, good. All right. What's it in? Wow. Okay. Whatever you do for a living, it's just gonna expand into new business, new situations. The Ace of Pentacles is building a whole new strata. It's the acorn that you plant in the ground, and it grows a money tree. Okay, so what do you do for a living right now, Lori?
Right now, I'm a student, and I'm looking for employment, but Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. what we're looking at is
a couple of ideas.
Are you this? I see. Like when I see the Ten of Pentacles, that's like a windfall of money. So it makes sense for a student to me because if you get a grant or loans and stuff like that, and you're a little unsure about what kind of money you're going to get, you're going to get a large chunk of money, but you're also going to be looking. The Ace of Pentacles, so I get the Ten of Pentacles and the Ace of Pentacles for you. So you know what the really good news is? You're going to get a job.
No.
Okay. That's what that's about.
Yay!
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, too, let me explain the Ace of Pentacles a little bit better. When you get the acorn for a money tree, it means that you don't have that money yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have some residual from loan stuff. You'll have some residual money left over. That's good. Everybody wants to see the Ten of Pentacles. But that's not forever. That's only a short amount of time you have a little extra money. With the Ace of Pentacles,
mm-hmm.
it's like the teach the man the fish thing, okay? You're going to be doing, when you have the Ace of Pentacles, whatever you're going to be doing it the rest of your life, and it's going to be a way for you to make exponentially more money. So if you're just getting out of school and you're looking for your new first job out of school, that's...
Mm-hmm.
or incorporating some what you've been doing academically, that's what the Ace of Pentacles is. So you have to look for a job in your field, given what your academic experience is. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're doing the right thing, because you'll get one. Let me ask in how long. Hold on. No. You don't want to wait till the end of summer, do you? No, you need to change what you're doing as far as how you're representing yourself, what your headhunting situation is. I think you need to switch the gears a little bit, change it up a little bit. You need to put some brighten some energy into that. You know, maybe have a couple of new people put new eyes on your resume and just kind of look at what you're emailing out a little bit. And I would call people back a little bit more aggressively or do... Just be a little bit more vibrant. I think you're already doing it on some levels. It does work out, but you don't want to wait till the end of August, is my thing.
Okay.
The good news is you'll have money till the end of August.
Good.
You'll have extra money. I don't know if, you know, you got family that comes in or this is grants or loans that are left over or whatever it is, but you'll be okay with money. But if you want to get started sooner with work, I would kind of tweak what you're doing and be a little bit more, I don't know, just tweak the way you go out and you're looking for a job.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're going to wait a little month and a half, 2 months.
Okay.
You know, and you don't want to do that. Either way, you'll get one, which is great, because this is a two-month card. So that's why I asked just to be sure, and I did feel like kind of like the mid to late August, so you don't want to wait that long. So just kind of put some new flavor in there, but the reason I asked what you do is because if you're whatever you do, it looked like the Ace of Pentacles means that it's going to have to change or readapt because the Ace is the beginning. It's a new card. So if you were a nurse, I didn't want to tell you that you'd stop nursing or something and go into something different. So that's where you're telling me you're getting done with school or you're looking for your first job in the field. That makes total sense. So I'm happy to see that. Now, you want me to ask about maybe possible love situation for you?
Would you please?
Because I didn't see it right away. And I did
get
some old stuff in your energy, too.
Okay.
Some kind of, like, ominous...
Whatever it is, you know.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm curious what it would say.
Okay, yeah, hold on. All right, we're looking into Lori. What's coming up with Lori and her... relationship. Okay, one moment. Okay. It seems like you're kind of dating somebody. Let's see, hold on. Yeah. They don't have any money. No. Okay. All right. You're gonna kiss a frog, you're gonna kiss a major frog before you meet the night before you go through a huge life change and meet the person that you really need to be with.
So here's the thing. When you kiss that frog, just don't waste. It looks like you waste about 5 months with the next person you date, and you're uncertain,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a lot of extra money, and you're freaked out, and you feel like they don't. They're trying to, like, they micromanage you, but they don't know what they're doing, and you're just so. I'm going to say, just to look, can we fast forward past that person? Because then you get the death card, which means you totally change completely. And the thing is, you're about to enter your new career where you'll meet all kind of new people, right? So,
mm-hmm.
so skip the first one. The first one's the frog,
okay.
you know, and it doesn't turn into a prince. So just skip it. So, you know, when you kind of like, you see, oh, I'll go out with this person, and then you just realize, oh, my gosh, Darren told me I'd be seeing it. It's been like 3 weeks, and you're still seeing this person, but you have all these kind of issues, and you're wondering if it's going to continue or you're going to be this annoyed later on, you are. So wait, skip to the next one. The reason I know there will be a next one, for sure, is you get the death card. You will not change by yourself, Lori. You won't do it by yourself unless somebody helps you change. When you get the death card, that means you probably need a smoking hot person, dude, whatever, that makes you go, oh, my gosh, and totally change your whole outlook on life and stuff. Dramatically.
Okay. I think I muted my phone or something. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, okay.
Can you,
so did you hear the whole death card thing? Did you hear that whole?
No, I missed it. I'm so sorry. I'll listen to the archives.
Okay, all right. You're going to need somebody that totally changes your life. It's not the first person you date next, though. It'll be the next person you meet after you guys break up. It'll probably be about 6 or 7 months from now.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Yeah,
I'm
hurry.
Excited
I'm
for you, but I'm especially excited that you're about the Ace of Pentacles for you. You're going to jump in strong with a good first job in your field, and I'm excited to see that for you.
Great. That's good news. Thank
you. That's what you needed. So that's good.
Okay.
And so thank you for
very
calling
good.
In. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You have a good night.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And again, anyone wants to get a hold of me for a private reading, again, my email is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com. So dbucare@gmail.com.
All right, Darren, we got one more caller in the queue.
Okay.
Area code 928. Are you there? Hi. Hello. How are you?
Yes, hi. I'm good.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Alfina.
Sophia? Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
No,
Sophia.
Alfina. Alphina.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please? That was a little tough.
Alfina.
Alfina. Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. So where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Any inspirations about the Lover's card or anything to share about the Lover's card at all?
No.
Have you ever had the Lover's card come up in, like, a tarot reading for you or anything?
Not sure, no. I don't think I did.
No? Okay, cool. All right, Alfina. So what's happening? Do you have a question about what's happening in your life or what's going on?
Yes. I'm wondering what you pick up on this person that I'm interested in. His name is Brian.
Okay. His name is Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you're interested in him? Okay. So one moment. Oh, blue, green, or orange?
Blue.
Blue. Okay. Okay, so Alfina is asking, what's going on with this guy, Brian, that she's interested in? Swans. Show me what's going on with Brian. In relation to Alfina. Well, what's he want? Okay, right now it looks like his back is turned. He just looks like he's really distracted. Hold on. The back turning thing is that
everything's like a metaphor. I see everything, a lot of it is a visual, so hold on. All right. Right now, he's really distracted by career stuff. He wants, I just talked about the Ace of Pentacles, hilarious, for like 10 minutes. So I got the Ace of Pentacles for him upside down. He wants to expand. He wants that Ace of Pentacles. He wants that vocational situation that's going to continually set him up with the kind of money that he needs to feel comfortable for himself. And he would like to know that it's happening, okay? This is keeping him distracted from the kind of social interaction that maybe you're looking for from him, okay? I get the Three of Wands, and it says that he will move to that next stage professionally, okay? It's not the Ace of Pentacles he wants, but it's the next step, okay? The Three of Wands, it's a variable. Wands, again, are structures, plans, organizations for the future. They're fire. They're inspirations. So when you get that three, because it's an odd number, it's that next step up. So he is going to go to the next step up. He will, I think you better give him like a month and a half space to figure out what he's doing, because he seems real, like, kind of up his own butt about it. He's just real, like, in self-involved and very...
So he's, like, self-centered.
He's self-involved right now. Self-centered, like, Kevin could tell. There's narcissistic, where you're, like, checking yourself out in the mirror all the time, which
yeah.
Apparently my wife says I do all the time. I don't know. No comment. But but then there's like self-involved. He's very involved with the day-to-day stuff that he's doing, and he seems very distracted. And I asked, well, what is his energy like in relation to you? And that's what I got. But let's ask if you should pursue the situation. Maybe give him a month and then pursue it. 1 second. Should help you give him a month and then pursue it. Yes, I think you have a soul connection with him. We talked earlier in the show, or the beginning of the show, about the Strength card in relationships. The Strength card means that you grow and build and become a stronger person for knowing someone. I think that Brian is one of those people, but you might have to be friends with him for a little bit, because if you avidly pursue him, he's going to maybe look at you like you're one of those chicks. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think you're one of those chicks.
He is very attractive. So, you know, that's why I was all thinking, like, wonder if I should just play around with him for a little bit and then, you know, be like, okay, since you're self-involved and you're trying to do whatever it is you want to do, then you can go ahead and do that.
Right. Well, okay. So let me say this. That's why, you know, I saw what I saw, because he's not easily impressed. You get my point? Just because some girl shows him attention, he's not going to be like, oh, let me stop the train, you know, figure out what's going on. So the Strength card means that you're going to grow, and the thing is, you must be pretty cute too, right?
Actually, I didn't notice him until after a while, so.
Okay,
and
so you must be a fairly attractive person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like after
you two could, let's just be honest now. You know, when you look at somebody else, you could say, okay, we would make a good couple. I think you guys would make a pretty good couple. So, but you are not going to play the heavy in the relationship, Delfina. You're going to have to, maybe it's going to be a balance, and you're going to have to maybe tippy-toe into the situation and be friends first. You know, I tell you what, the physical interaction you have, if and when you do have a certain physical interaction, that's going to be the decider. Because if it's good, he will definitely pay attention to you. And then he'll get to know you. And unfortunately, that's just the way he is, unfortunately, right now. He's very focused
on that's
career
the thing,
stuff.
Like, he's very confusing to me right now. And it's like I have other people in my life. So I'm like, why the hell am I even... And on top of that, he's
okay.
Younger than me, too. So I'm like, ugh,
okay,
you know,
Alfina,
like, I've dated older
out.
People before.
He's concerned about what he's going to do with his life, what his plans are, and how he's going to make money and how much of it. That's what he's concerned about right now. And at least, and he will end up moving to the next level. So he'll be a little bit more relaxed in about a month and a half. However, so are you hearing me? So that way you don't have to be confused about what's going on with him anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And he probably does get certain attention from girls. So it's not saying that you're just one of the girls, but you're, you know, maybe you're somebody that he'd like to interact with, but maybe do something that's a little bit, take a step out there, maybe platonically. And, you know, I would say this, you'll know when you have a physical interaction with him.
No, I'd rather not pursue him. It's like, you know, you know where I'm at, so you get you
yeah,
come
I wouldn't.
He
seems like kind of a jerk face. Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I guess that's just a dead end then.
Okay. I mean, you do, there's a reason you noticed him, and he can really, you would gain strength of character
actually,
to continue
thing
to pursue
is, like,
him.
The
but...
reason why I noticed him was I thought I'd seen him somewhere before. I was like, you look familiar to me. So I actually asked him, I was like, did you go to school here? And he's like, no. And I'm like, how do I know you then? He's like, I don't know.
Okay. Let me holler at you for a second. You have a soul connection with this person. You probably had a past life thing with him. Okay? There's a reason you noticed him. All right? If you want to pursue him, you will grow in your spirit path in this lifetime because you've known him in a past life. Do you have to do it? No, you don't. But the strength card here means that you will grow spiritually if you pursue him. You may not end up with him. And then I get the death card, which means you'll totally change and become a new person, which is really cool. And it's the death card actually in this deck says transfiguration. Like you're like a moth coming out of its cocoon and flying around. So it's really cool, but you don't have to do it. You don't have to have someone tear down your ego to build yourself up. This would just be another path to take. Okay? Did you understand all that?
What is, like, why is it for soul growth, or what is that? Like, what does that mean?
What?
Like, soul growth, is that what you said? Like, basically, he's supposed to teach me something or whatever?
Yeah. The situation's going to teach you, not him. The situation.
Yeah, that's the thing. That
so you,
like,
you don't have to do it, though. You don't have to take that road. There's many roads. But if you do, you'll gain in strength and you'll change and become, you know, you'll learn something about yourself. That's all in life. And it may be proactive.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And again, anyone who wants to get a hold of me for a private reading, dbucare@gmail.com. Thanks again, Alfina, and thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a nice evening. Are we at time, Kevin?
We're done.
Okay, good. All right, thank you, everyone. I'll talk to you. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye now.